In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's gospel reading, a scribe with good intentions asked Jesus, "What was the greatest commandment?" As you all know, there are 10 commandments, or the Decalogue, that God handed down to Moses. In the word Decalogue, the root deca is combined with logos, the Greek word for word. In the Bible, the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 to 17, you will find the original Decalogue, or Ten Commandments, that were handed down to Moses by God on top of Mount Sinai. In Jewish and Christian tradition, the Ten Commandments are regarded as laws handed down from the highest authority and as the foundation of morality. The commandments are, 1, you shall have no other gods before me. Number 2, you shall not make for yourselves an idol in the form of anything in heaven, above or on the earth, beneath or in the waters below. Number 3, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. 4, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Number 5, honor your father and your mother. Number 6, you shall not murder. Number 7, you shall not commit adultery. Number 8, you shall not steal. Number 9, you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. And Number 10, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. The last 5 of these commandments, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, have to do with the way we treat people. The first 5 with how we treat God. Now, if someone were to come to you and ask you, "What is the greatest commandment?" how would you reply? Most, if not all of us, learn the Ten Commandments as kids. Is it possible for us to pick one that is the greatest? Is it even appropriate for us to select one that is greater than the other? Jesus answers the question for the scribe and for us. He doesn't start with the Ten Commandments. Instead, he goes to Shema, found in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." The Shema is a beautiful prayer. There's a reason why God's people have been praying these words for millennia. They are simple words with the capacity to reshape the course of an entire life. The Shema can keep God's love and loyalty in the forefront of your mind and drive you towards obedience, not out of obligation or duty, but out of love. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 21, "He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." The Shema is one of 4 scripture passages that were written on parchment and then put in a small box called a phylactery that was worn strapped to the forehead and left arm of the Jewish men, except on the Sabbath and holy days. The 3 other passages were Exodus 13, verses 2 to 10, 11 to 17, and Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 13 to 22. The custom for doing this is found in the literal interpretation of Exodus chapter 13, verse 16, and in Deuteronomy chapter 6, and in chapter 11, verse 18. The Shema is the greatest commandment for us to keep. And the second one, Jesus tells us, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Who is our neighbor? Your neighbor is not just a person next door or down the road, but the person we hear sat in a store and we go shopping or in the waiting room. How can we love our neighbor? First, by obeying the last 5 of the Ten Commandments. That would be not by committing adultery, slandering one another, or being jealous of their possessions. We can help feed them and clothe them by donating clothing to a charity and food to the Coffee County Food Bank. If a neighbor is sick and you know about that, visit them and see what they need. Take someone to the store or the doctor. There are many ways we can love our neighbor. When we all do things like this, the kingdom will come. And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, majesty, dominion, power, and glory, world without end. Amen.